By drawing attention to this seemingly simple, uncorrupted, and natural way of life in the freedom of the forest, the authors of the accounts which have come down to us warned their fellow countrymen against what they saw as the Romans' own dangerously refined and self-indulgent way of life. The German warriors really were dangerous enemies. The Romans had already learnt this to their cost during Augustus's rule. At that time, the leader of a Germanic tribe called the Carusci was a man called Arminius. Brought up in Rome, he knew all about Roman military tactics, and one day, when a Roman army was marching through Teutoburg Forest, he ambushed it and annihilated it completely. After that, the Romans kept out of that region. But it was all the more vital for them to secure their frontiers against the Germans. Accordingly, during the 1st century AD, they did what the Emperor Shi Huangdi had done in China.